Happy Thursday, everybody. Who's kicking us off?
Hi, Mike. What's up? How are you?
Hey, you saying good?
Good. Yeah, I got your email.
Okay.
I'll remove that domain name. I had that domain name. It's mine. So, but I have to do the redirection.
Yeah, that's what
so
I figured. Yeah, redirect the A record. Yep.
Right. Till that time, I'll remove it and test the site, and then make sure it's up to the mark, and then I'll point to my domain later.
That sounds good. Yeah, it's just move that A, as soon as you move that A record over, it should connect almost immediately, so should be all set. Any other questions?
I didn't get a chance to call the cash prize, but I'll be doing it maybe tomorrow. I'll do it.
Okay. All right. Let me know how that goes on Monday, or shoot me an email.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. I'll do that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Who else?
Hey, Mike, still Stitch.
Hey. What's happened?
Was there something else, or were you calling for Mike Bilsich?
Yeah, Mike Bilsich, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I haven't been around for a little bit. I've been finishing up a big $750,000 flip that I'm working on, and it's taken up the last couple of weeks to get this thing done.
Yeah, did you finally wrap it up?
Well, we're just getting the last of it put in tomorrow, so then we can get
the
it
last,
on
tomorrow. That last 5% is rough, isn't it?
Oh, Cal, I tell you.
Always. Every time.
It's been a tough year. It's a pretty cool house, but it's been a tough year because
in our
market, there's so much new construction going on. I couldn't find my subcontractors. I mean, it was just tough to get this one done. But it's what it is. So
the finish line's in sight.
So I've got a couple hundred leads ready on there in San Antonio, and nice. One of the things, do you have any recommendations on how to look up information on LLCs, or should I just contact a title company and have them look
if you have a title company you can use, we pay a VA to do it from time to time, so, you know, Google search the LLC, social media, see if they have a website, Secretary of State websites, Corporation Wiki is a site that you can plug business names into. We typically start by just Googling it and see what comes up and see if you can find, you know, an owner's name, a person, something like that. Sometimes you can figure out, they can be challenging. Honestly, what you're looking for really is a website that's got some kind of contact us.
Right.
You're not always going to find it. So yeah, definitely. We just park them in we put a status to them that says, you know, something like no good data, reskip trace. And then I've got another VA that we send in and just does some online research for us, like $4 an hour. But I don't make it a priority. I just, you know, we kind of do it when we can.
Right.
So, yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting going, so I'll be.
It's part of it.
I'm starting to make calls on Monday to start
cool.
getting some deals together.
So you have skip trace, you have leads in and they're skip trace. Correct.
I've got several
nice.
that are skip trace. Yeah.
Okay.
So
rock and roll.
I'm just kind of going through some of these last sessions on the training so that I make sure that I've got everything ready to go.
Yeah, it sounds good. If you've got any other questions, let's take them now because we won't be on the phone until Monday afternoon. So let me know.
Yeah,
but yeah, follow the script. You know, you're gonna call people up. You're gonna connect, tell them who you are, what you do. Above board's the best process. We just tell them. We made an offer today on a place, and you know, we just straight up told the gal who owned it, the lady who owned it. We said, hey, you know, you go to work to make money. We go to work to make money. We've got to get paid on this thing too. So here's what we can offer.
Well, I've done that before. I've had a couple of them here locally.
Above board.
I told about it. That you realize,
yeah.
You know, and it was some people that I knew, and I said, you realize when you sell to me this price, I'm just going to try and get more money for it. They said, that's fine. So, you know, yeah, honesty. They don't, you know, if they do care, then you don't work with them anyway.
Yeah, keep it above board. Yep. Be truthful about who you are and what you do and how you can help. And
yep.
Yeah, just spell it out. That's it. But that way you're never, you know, you're never under contract or working with somebody where, you know, where there are secrets or they feel like you're hiding something. Here's the thing. If you try, people will read, they'll read through your words anyway.
Right.
And they'll know you are. So that's what Rob's Script does. Hey, my name's Mike. I'm a real estate investor. You know, we buy discounted properties like yours in this neighborhood. And then we go down through that thing. You know, this is what we do for a living. This is how I put food on the table for my family, yada, yada, yada. And then you just become human and they get that. That's why they go to work.
Right.
So,
yeah, no, I liked
yeah.
the script. I thought it was great.
Yep. Good stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, get that flip wrapped up, and then Monday it's on. That's good.
That's the plan.
Good. If you can
get
on the phone before.
To buy a $750,000 house at Utah, let me know.
Yeah. Seven, yeah, it's, I'm sure it's nice. How many beds and baths square feet?
It's 3,200 square feet, three bedrooms,
yep.
three baths, but it's right by the
cool.
University of Utah. Properties up there are just worth a lot of money.
Yep, that's awesome. Yeah, that's like a Denver price.
Yeah.
I know Utah's on fire right now, so no different around
yeah.
here.
Yeah, earlier this year I kind of moved on my flips. I moved to the higher end because anything under 250, there's 5-6 offers and none of them make sense anymore and you're not making much money. So I moved to the higher
yep.
ones. This
yep.
one, even if everything goes south, I'll make $100,000 profit on it.
Yep. Nice. Get that baby sold.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. My, I've got a partner on the real estate side that I do deals with, and he's got family in, Wisconsin. And so, you know, we obviously both live in Denver, but, he goes back there, and his sister or sister-in-law, I can't remember, whatever. Somebody in his family just bought a house, and he went over and saw it. You know, similar to what you just said, 3,300 square feet, three-car attached garage on an acre. She paid $167.
Jeez.
So, that's why
you can't,
it's bizarre,
you
man.
Can't find anything under 200 in the Salt Lake Valley right now.
No. Yeah, not even close. I mean, it's, yeah. We're in similar markets. It's bizarre. We're starting to hear stories about, I don't know if you guys are too, but we're starting to hear stories about people selling here and moving elsewhere and buying, you know, 2 to 3 times the house, getting away from the traffic. And
we haven't
crazy.
Had much of that. We still got people moving in. Our biggest problem is we just don't have the inventory.
Yeah.
So
well, good. Hopefully that thing goes under contract quick.
Yeah.
Sounds
I hope
like it
so.
Should. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. And then I've got
good,
another
good.
One. That, I've got another one that'll make about 150 on it when it's all done. So it's fun.
Cool. That is fun. So here's the thing now, because big reward, big risk on those houses. I did the same thing in Denver. You figure out the only way to create margin is to buy a little house and make it bigger or do something extravagant to it, because you have to jump price points because
right.
the buy price is so competitive.
Right.
And so that last deal I flipped here, you know, we borrowed like $750,000 on it to do one house.
Right.
And we, you know, it all worked out. But if Denver would have turned while I own that house, you know, and you can't sell and you're on the hook for $700,000 per deal, that's ugly. So what this is about, keep flipping houses as long as you can. Let's put a wholesaling foundation under the business elsewhere
mm-hmm.
that if the fix and flip side, which is more volatile, goes sideways, you can still sleep at night because the wholesaling business is chugging along. So
right. Yeah.
It makes a ton of sense. It's just scary when that's the only thing happening.
Yeah. And that's why I got involved with this too, is because of that very thing. I just needed to diversify what I was doing with the investment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a scary game to have everything in the tank in the fix and flip game. Especially, you know, we'll see if people are right, but a lot of sharp people think that the next crash is maybe within the 24 months here, that we're maybe creeping up on it. Obviously, nobody has a crystal ball, but
yeah, I mean,
we'll see what happens.
I don't see it being as big as what we had before, but I mean, if you look at statistics and history. You know, it's an 8 to 10 year cycle, and we're hitting that end of that cycle right now on the increase. So, it should drop a little bit here in the next year or two.
I would think so.
But Even in the big crash, Salt Lake didn't crash that bad.
Yeah.
Compared to a lot of other places, we actually did pretty good. And it only took us 2 years to get back to where we were before the crash.
Yeah, worst case up there, if you had to rent for a while, you could probably figure it out. But, you know, this is why you have your ducks in a row, get the wholesaling, you know, let wholesaling be the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure, you know, based on private, Rob doesn't use hard money anymore. He uses private money. His note says, plan A, this thing goes according to plan. We fix up the house and it sells. You know, owner, Rob makes X amount, private lender gets paid X amount. Plan B, it doesn't go quite according to plan. They have to sell for less than they anticipated by a certain percentage. And when that happens, Rob takes a cut and the private lender takes a cut. Plan C, the project goes totally sideways. It won't sell. They have to rent it. Rob becomes the landlord, manager, operator of the rental. And then when rents are coming in, Rob gets paid X of the rent, this amount, and the private lender gets paid this, you know, X amount until they can sell it. And so the way he has it structured like that, even on a worst-case scenario, he's not going to write a check at the end of the deal. He's going to get, you know, he has the lender on the same side of the table with him. He pays a little more typically to set it up that way, but there isn't a loss that can happen.
Right. Boy, anyway. I'd like to find out a little bit more about how he works that all up.
It's just in the note. And you have to have a lender that agrees to it.
Right.
But a note between you and a private lender, it's their money. It can be whatever they agree to. So that's it.
Right.
He just puts three different scenarios in there. So most of the world operates, and I'm guessing that you've just borrowed the money. However, they're probably secured with a note and a deed of trust.
Right.
When it's good, it's fine. Everything works. The problem is when it doesn't. That gets expensive.
Right.
You know, I've written some checks at the end of fix and flip deals. That's not fun. So anyway, it sounds like the market up there's en fuego. So get that sucker listed and sold.
That's the plan.
Good stuff. Who else? Who's with us?
Hey, this is Larry. I'm in a loud place.
Hey, Larry.
Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you fine, yeah.
Okay. So I have my skip tracer on my seller leads. He's doing like 231 leads that are due Saturday morning, but the way I have them set up, I'm able to work them as he's working them because he's transferring them from one folder to the next.
Perfect. Yeah, you want to, as soon as those are ready to go, you want to be calling them. So.
Right. So
yep.
So it took some time. You helped me get the logistics of that figured out. That was my first time allowing somebody to work directly in FreedomSoft for me.
Yep.
So that's working out. He has access. I had to train him yesterday. I wrote up the instructions. He's followed the instructions. I do realize that I'm going to have to do video for some of these other people, but I was able to talk him through it.
Nice.
Because even though I gave him instructions, he tried to kind of just freestyle. So I had to keep answering his question by directing him back to the instruction. I already told him that.
Yeah.
So while I'm doing that, I'm going to get these buyers lined up and start working those leads and start previewing. You know, somebody calling for me, but next week I'm going to just call on my own. I'm going to do some stuff tomorrow and some stuff Saturday.
Yep.
And I'm going to focus on getting my money back out of El Paso and then bringing somebody in to call for me.
That sounds good. How many skip trace leads do you have in, and how many are skip traced at this point that you have numbers to call on?
Earlier this morning, he skipped trace 12 of the 231, but he was just
okay,
getting started.
Okay,
and
so,
it's like,
okay, so, right.
It's like 3 o'clock. He's
underway.
In India, so it's like 3 o'clock in the morning where he is.
Yep. Yeah, I Skyped with a VA today, and we had a couple conversations, and I had to shoot him an email and said, I don't think this is going to work. Too much language barrier. So just we – he couldn't understand what I was saying. I couldn't understand what he was saying. And it just is what it is. So, you know, move on, find somebody else. We get somebody else on board. But that's part of it. He was ready to go too. I think the effort was there, and he had access to LexisNexis, and everything was going to work out. But that's just part of it. Find a couple that you can communicate with. Because I've had other ones where, you know, like your experience, I gave instructions to or sent them a video, and they were off to the races. I never had to talk to them. So that's just part of it.
I do have, like, a question that we might be at a table with, but there's a guy that I've been JVing with, and I JVed with him because, you know, he's been cold calling leads, but he doesn't have any training to actually make the offer or close the deal. So I've been evaluating his offers and giving him the numbers, and once he gets the verbal, then I take it from there.
Okay.
Yeah, we get to the point where, you know, Charlotte is so competitive where he's not really getting any leads, and I feel bad for him, but I don't know if he's the right person to call on my behalf either because of the conflict, and he's not necessarily the best negotiator. So I'm going to at least show him how I evaluate deals so that he can do it for himself. I've already, a year ago, I told him, you know, who taught me how to do the fundamentals just to do the offers, and he hasn't done that. So, but my question, my curiosity is, would he be a candidate to make my calls?
Give him a disc test.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to do that. My gut is telling me no, though, because I think there's a conflict there. Like, he knows too many of the people that I know, and I don't know if I could trust him. Because, you know, even if I put the best systems in place, you know, recorded calls and all of this stuff, I don't know how much. Once he understands what he's doing, I don't know how good of a job he would do. And but I'm
here's
guessing, though. So I don't know.
Well, here's the deal. If you haven't even pursued this yet and you're already having those thoughts, you're having them for a reason. So you already
know
he's probably not wired for it, and it might be a little too close. So bring somebody else on. That's probably
some of the stuff that he brings me, like he gets desperate, and he starts chasing deals that are not deals.
Yeah.
And I don't want my guy doing that.
No. Yeah, no need to chase. And here's the thing. It's easy to chase when you only have one or two going. I mean, this is why you have to generate a bunch of leads, get them skip traced, get on the phone, be talking. You know, like right now we have 15 people that we're going to run numbers on and make offers to in the next 48 hours. So, you know, in that number, we're just getting started with Chris. I got this sales guy on, and then he had a life event happen 7 days in and had to take the last week off. So he's been with us 2 weeks, but really only 6 days on the phone. And then, you know, this thing happened. He had to fly back home to Florida and whatever. So, that's why. Get the leads there. Get them skip trades. Get somebody consistently on the phone with them. And then, you know, you don't need to chase. It's just all about, hey, here's what I can pay. This is the value we bring to the table. You know, we want to make things nice and easy on you. We'll cover your closing costs, whatever you do, you know, to negotiate the price. But then, you know, whether they say yes or no, fine. I have 14 more to call. So when that pipeline's full, it gets rid of the desperation.
Gotcha.
So, and it's easy. People can read through your words, right? It's just, if you're desperate or you're trying to force something, you know, it's going to come through. So stay busy. You know, obviously keep as many in the pipeline as possible, and that desperation doesn't show up because you have plenty of others.
Right. So that's
good,
where
good,
I am.
Good stuff, Larry. You're right there, man. You're right there. You got to have contracts. If you're on the phone tomorrow and Monday, I won't be surprised if you have paperwork for our for an update on Monday's call.
I would love to do that. That's my goal next
verbal.
Week. Yeah, I'm trying to get a buyer and a seller connected next week so that I can have a closing lined up for the week after.
Cool. Yeah, a lot of times, too. I mean, this lady today, we made her a verbal, $7,500, and she said, you know, I'll take it, and how quick can we close? I'm ready to be done with this. So, obviously, we're going to go to title and that kind of thing, but she's ready to rock and roll. And that's the case. I mean, that's why we want to call vacants, because some, you know, sometimes the closings will go out 30 days, but a lot of times these sellers just want, you know, this house is a problem. Get rid of it ASAP for me. So it's a good place. That's where we want them to be. Anyway.
That's all that I have, though.
Cool. Good update. Who else?
You got Dennis on the line.
Hey, Dennis.
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I have 111 that I got skid tracing right now.
Yep.
I did it through Fiverr.
One bird dog or multiple?
Those are the ones off the vacant house list. All of them are under 100 and vacant off of the Freedom Salt.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm starting with those. And
yeah, get a – well, here's the thing. Get a – those are good. Bird dog leads will be even better. The Postal Service, they're running – whatever their data is, backed up mail, algorithm, yada, yada. A lot of them are good. A lot of them are vacant. But here's the thing about it. We can buy that list through FreedomSoft. Other people can buy it too. So it's good. But when you put eyes in the field, those are even better. So I want your focus always to be on bird dog leads first, because they're going to find they're going to be more accurate, somebody that's trained in the field. And they will also bring in leads that the Postal Service doesn't know about. So those first, and then use that data feed as a backup.
Okay.
So since you have them, get a VA and skip tracing them. But in the meantime, get an ad on Craigslist and get a bird dog hired and get a field agent out there.
Okay. I have one, but I'm going to have to get some more because there's no leads coming in.
Gotcha. Yep. Keep hiring people until you find them. And all it takes is, honestly, one or two. You know, I had one guy drive for – I mean, check this out. One guy drove for 4 hours for me today. He brought in 70 – I think around 70 leads, something like that, at $3 per. That's $210 in 4 hours. I mean, that's a little over $50 an hour to go drive around. Now, I'm not keeping him employed full-time. Right, but that's a heck of a part-time gig. $50 an hour to drive around and take some pictures. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So yeah, I mean they should at least be making 25 to 30, which again, that's a heck of a part-time gig. So I went to this guy. His name is Guy, and I said, hey man, listen, I need about 100 leads a week out of this city. Is that something that you can handle, or do I need to hire somebody else? And he goes, no, I'll take care of it. So, you know, if you find somebody that's hungry and willing to go, ask them that question. Say, here's what I need. Can you do that for me, or do I need to hire somebody else? And they're right. As soon as you say that, they're seeing the money going into somebody else's PayPal account. And, all you need is one, maybe two people, and you can bring in a ton of leads. A full-time salesperson will need typically 150 to 200 a week as a rule of thumb. So you can kind of use that to gauge how many leads you think you need coming in.
Okay.
Yeah, good stuff. Get those ones, skip trace, so you can get on the phone. Since you went not really out of order, but a little bit, and then get a bird dog in the meantime.
Okay.
Get them running, because those leads will be a notch or two better, even than the Postal Service. Yep. Good stuff. Any other questions?
No, that was it. I had used the Fiverr to hire my VA to skip trace the leads. That worked out pretty good.
Yeah, Fiverr's is a pretty good site as well. If any, we just put Upwork in the in the coaching center because we pick one. But, yeah, you can hire VAs through multiple sites. If anybody's interested, it's Fiverr with two Rs, Fiverr.com. Yeah, that works too.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff, Dennis. You, how many do you have skip traced at this point? Are you on the phone today?
I'm actually, I was on the phone calling some of the leads from my old mailing campaign that I just sent out. I had calls coming in from that, so I talked to.
You'll be calling skip trace leads tomorrow. Skip trace vacants.
Yes.
Nice. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, it's good stuff. I'll be looking for a good update from you on Monday.
All right.
Good stuff. You've got to be pretty creative with your call times too, huh? Calling back to the U.S.
Yeah, I get up early early in the morning and start around 4 o'clock, and then I stay up late and do. I only do a few in the morning.
Yep.
And with the daylight savings, it makes it a little harder because it moves it.
Yeah.
Back a little further.
Right. Yeah, you lose even another hour. So, interesting. Yeah, but Dennis was on with us on Monday as well, but he's in Japan. So, that's why we're talking about the time difference. So, yeah, real estate from anywhere. We talk about it and we mean it. Live wherever you want. So,
yeah.
Good stuff. Or wherever your wife is stationed, in your case, right?
That's right.
How long are you planning to be there for?
To July 2019.
July, okay. And then back to the States or somewhere else?
We don't get to choose.
Gotcha.
I'm hoping back towards East Coast.
Yeah, well, you're going to be dialed wherever they put you. You'll know how to keep making money with real estate. So,
yes,
good stuff. Cool. Anything else, Dennis?
No, that was it.
Okay. Good stuff. Who else? I know somebody has a question. I can feel it. Anybody? Well, I guess we're going about 30 minutes tonight. The goal is to get questions answered, not to spend time on the phone. So if we've got everybody covered, then that's okay. Yeah, good updates from those of you who checked in. We just had a couple, but, you know, work the system, believe in the system, keep your foot on the gas. You know, if you're on steps 3, 4, and 5, modules 3, 4, and 5, you know, it's keep more leads coming in. Stay on the phone. Be consistent with it. It just, you know, with anything in life, consistency, right? You can't go to the gym once and expect results. But over time, you definitely will. So that's it. You're right. I mean, right? Like I was saying, keep them coming in. Keep jumping on the phone. If you can, I was just talking to Dennis because all of you have access to the vacant house data from FreedomSoft. It's under the marketing tab. That's a quick little way to add in some leads. If you've got bird dogs that are sputtering, like I said, I still want bird dogs to be your focus. Field leads are going to be the best. But you can certainly use those to supplement. So the way I have it set up is I've got field leads skip traced, and I have U.S. Postal Service leads skip traced. And Chris, my sales guy, knows that field leads come first. So Postal Service leads, if and only if all field leads are worked. But I've got, you know, a couple hundred skip traced on standby is the way I'm doing that because the field ones are better. So that said, you know, there are deals from the Postal Service leads as well. So, but, yeah, it's a great little tool that you all have access to. what I like to do just really quick is go to, you just go to the marketing tab in FreedomSoft, click vacant houses. You just put in a state first and then a city or county. And then what I like to do is click the little advanced search button. It's kind of a dark gray button, and you'll see it. And then I like to go down and select the out-of-state owners box and then click search, all right? And what that means is Postal Service is telling, you know, has information saying that the house is vacant and the owner is out-of-state, which just increases the likelihood that they want to get rid of it. They've got a vacant house, and they don't even live in the same state as the vacant house, right? Again, we're playing percentages. That's what this whole strategy is all about. How do we pick a market where we can go in and easily get in the middle of deals and do it quickly, right? That's why we do the market selection, where a lot of investors just say, hey, I'm going to buy and sell where I live. Great. Well, some of you live in great markets. Others of you live in really, really competitive markets, right? So again, we do research on it. Where do we think we can go? Where it would be easier to get involved in deals? And then we go to vacants. Why? Because they have the highest likelihood that the owner wants to sell. So you can add another one onto that, out-of-state owner. So if you're going to use that Postal Service, that's the way I like to do it. Pick those out-of-state owners. So now you're calling, you know, somebody in California that has a vacant house in Texas. And it just tends to increase the pain a little bit because they're not local. So anyway, good stuff, everybody. Keep your feet on the gas. Have a good afternoon, evening, or morning, Dennis, in your case. And everybody have a great weekend. Look for some good updates on Monday. Any questions that come in, you know, later on tonight, this evening, or whatever, or tomorrow, get them into the coaching center. We always want to go, as little time as possible between question and a reply so that we have as little downtime as possible as you keep moving forward. So, yeah, everybody, good talking today. And, yeah, keep rolling forward. We'll chat with everyone soon.
All right.
Take care.
Have a good one.
Yep, you too. Bye.
Bye.